Hello and welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. My name is Molly McCord and I'm delighted you are here today. ConsciousCoolChic.com is a convergence zone of wisdom for anyone interested in expanding their consciousness. I am a consciousness catalyst playing the roles of astrologer, author, intuitive, messenger, and teacher. With insights from spiritual guidance, I share with you consciousness-raising information that benefits and inspires our journeys as human beings. Essentially, that means I take spiritual information and make it practical, understandable, and fun to incorporate in the real world. The first half of the show covers topics related to consciousness and spirituality, and the second half of the show is focused on astrology. We will look at the main astrological energies happening right now, and I invite you to grab your astrological chart to see which areas of your life are being highlighted at this time. And as always, free ebooks, workshops, and inspiring information can be found on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. Thanks for being here. Let's get started with today's show. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the new, latest, greatest Astrological Energies show. That's what we're going to be talking about today. We're going to be looking at the current Mercury retrograde energies. We're going to be talking about trickster energies specifically. And we're going to look at how it's more important than ever to really trust yourself right now because we're in a whole new cycle of energy. There are new energies coming in all the time. If not every hour, at least every day, right? But there's also new support now for really trusting what you feel. And this is one of the new signatures of this time period, of this paradigm. So we're getting those opportunities more than ever. And it's really going to help fortify what you need right now and the clarity you're looking for and what is best. So we'll touch on all of those and a little bit more in today's show. Thanks for being here. I am Molly McCord. This is Conscious Cool Chic Radio, and I'm very proud that the show has been going strong for 3 years now, and I thank you for your presence and your participation, also for your emails and your messages. On this show, we talk about all kinds of things. We'll talk about consciousness, spirituality, current inspiring topics. Of course, we talk about astrology. And then there's also guests, really great guests who come on this program and share with us their soul wisdom. And coming up in June, I have two lovely ladies who are going to be here in the middle of June, separate shows. But each one is going to help open you up to more of your story, the truth of your story, as well as more ways to energetically take care of yourself in this time period. So I look forward to speaking with them, and I want to give you a heads up so that you can make sure those are on your radar and that you are following along. And you can follow along with this program on Blog Talk Radio. If you go to the show page and just click follow, Blog Talk Radio will send you emails and updates. So one last thing you have to do or remember, Blog Talk takes care of it. And I know many, many of you listen on iTunes. And so I thank you for also following along from there. A few brief announcements. There are some new wonderful mastery courses coming out on Spirituality University this summer, and in fact over the next month or so. One is going to be an energy worker mastery course, and it is a 5-day journey to more advanced energy healing techniques. This course is so good. I was so excited when Lloyd Matthew Thompson was putting it together. I was like, this is amazing. It's practical information. It's stuff that you can use right away. He provides you with guided exercises, and you basically do one section of the course each day for 5 days. So really manageable. It's not a huge time commitment, doesn't take up a lot of your free time, but it's a really good course. So that's coming out. And then another mastery course that's coming your way is for all of you authors out there. This is a book marketing mastery course. This is one that I put together because I really want to help you succeed with your messages and your books. And this course has tips, advice, what not to do, the best practices, what's a waste of your time. Also, I give you 14 places to advertise your book right now. And these are all places I've used. And I've had over, 40,000 downloads of my books now. So I'm going to help you spread your messages and spread the word because so many of you have wonderful wisdom right now. And it's really important that you also know how to get your information out there. So that mastery course is coming your way this summer too. And on top of that, I have a few more books coming out and just a lot going on right now. So it's an exciting time. And again, it's all part of this new energy that we're moving through. And I hope that for you, you're really tapping into that for yourself. You're really honoring where you're at right now. The new information that's come up for you, the new insights, the new awareness, the transformation, the growth. I mean, all of that is so big right now. And when we're going through it and we're experiencing it, it's so important to claim it. And I think that energy is going to pick up even more in June and July. Now, next week on the show, I'm going to talk about the astrological energies of June. So we're going to dive into that a bit more. But first, let's just go with where we are right now. So today is May 27th. The last week of the month, if you can believe it. It's an incredibly fast month. And we're moving through some interesting energies right now. We currently have three planets in Gemini. The Sun in Gemini, Mars in Gemini, and Mercury in Gemini. And they're actually all conjunct right now, which means they're all on top of each other. And together, there's a lot of action, energy, stimulation, choices, options. It could feel that life is just busy. But what's really interesting is that these three planets are also squaring Neptune in Pisces. And Neptune in Pisces makes things fuzzy. It lacks clarity. It can feel like I have all this stuff to do, but I don't know what choice to make. Or I have a lot I want to express, but I can't find the right words. Or I'm not sure if I should do this or say this. See, the Neptune and Pisces energy can bring in that cloudiness, doubt, disillusionment, where you sense that maybe you're not seeing things clearly yet. That's going to change going into June. It's going to change after this weekend. But if right now you've been having a hesitation, trust that. Because that's how we know it's not quite the right time. Things just aren't quite fully formed, and more information is going to come in. And this is good to know. It's just kind of like a breather here. You know, if you've been feeling that you need to get going on something or that you're trying to push something through, just take a breather. Take some steps back. It's not something you have to struggle with unless you want to, unless you choose to. But there is a sense of, okay, more is going to come forward here. Now, part of this, too, is how we are in the Mercury retrograde. And Mercury has already made this square to Neptune. This is the second time it's squaring Neptune, and it's going to do it one more time, a third time, again in June. So that means in June, we're going to have more of the full story here. More information is going to come forth. Whatever is on your mind the most right now, it's as if the different phases of it are are coming in, coming together, and it'll be, again, it's like fully formed in June. And it's almost as if we're meant to keep trusting the messages that come through. And this energy also really supports your dream state. What have you been receiving through your dreams? Have they been perhaps really potent messages or really, really vivid? Perhaps you've even woken up feeling that you've been in other places, that you've been traveling, that you've been going all over. Our dream state is really strong right now, and it's bringing in more messages. So if you can remember them or jot some down, they might help you with these pieces that you're pulling together. And again, it's going to be later in June when the full story, the full messages are known. The other thing here is that you could even feel more tired right now. This energy is going to be the strongest on Friday, the 29th, May 29th, and possibly into Saturday. And it could just have a sense of it's time to go to bed early, you need more naps, your body is just requiring to rest, and your energetic self is looking to go to other dimensions, to other places where you can detach from any overstimulation, worries, anxiety, fears, anything that's coming up in your ego mind. And that's just one of the biggest energies right now, is how are you letting go of what doesn't really matter? How are you releasing what you just don't need to focus on? And it could feel that at times you're doing that well, and at other times your mind is just spinning in something. And that's because of all this Gemini information or energy. Gemini goes into information. It wants details. It wants to question, and it has a curiosity. It wants to seek things out and dig deeper, and it can be very particular in that it goes into linear thinking. And this is why Gemini is also so smart. It's a very cerebral, intelligent energy, which is great, and we need that. We need our brains. But we also can feel this energy of maybe it doesn't matter. Maybe I'm overthinking this. Maybe I'm spinning in my own head, and I need to just press the pause button. So just to be mindful of that. Now, the retrograde Mercury energy is really asking us to look at our unconscious thought patterns, where we go, where our ego mind goes, where our anxiety gets triggered, where our fears come up, where we worry, or where we go too small in our thinking. It can also show us where we need to make a choice. We need to make a decision. See, Gemini likes to have a lot going on. It likes to have something happening in the right hand and something happening in the left hand because it can handle that. It's a wonderful multitasker. Fabulous project manager. But right now, when we take a step back with this Mercury retrograde, we say, okay, but what really warrants my attention and my energy, because I can't do it all. Just can't do it all right now, but I know it's all going to get done. So where are you feeling that overwhelm, that overstimuli? Because Mercury in retrograde is supporting you and taking some steps back and reprioritizing and looking at what you need and what you don't need. An example I have for that, a real-world example, is that in my house, my husband and I have been going through our different rooms and looking at our furniture and saying, okay, this completely inefficient. This doesn't function. We don't need this. This is taking up too much room. We've been getting rid of furniture. We've been getting rid of stereo equipment. You know how you have that, the old electronics that just kind of sit around your house? We have one with the TV. It has like those 7 speakers, and I think it has a few DVD players. I don't know. Never really looked at it. It just kind of was always there. And we finally just said, you know, we don't even use this. We don't need this anymore. It's outdated technology. Out it goes. And so it goes. And we were actually unplugging it this weekend. It has all these cords, and things are unplugged in your, I don't know if you have this at your house, but it was like under our television, and we're looking at this going, how could this just be sitting here for so long? We didn't use it, took up space, and then has all these cords and stuff attached to it. And so this is a perfect exercise for Mercury in Gemini retrograde. As you look at these inner workings, not just of your house, but of your brain, and yet our house can be a great analogy, right, for our brains and what's taking up space and what we just don't need anymore. So that's been one of our projects right now during this Mercury retrograde phase, is clearing out the house of stuff that we just don't even need, we don't use, we don't touch, and then bringing in the new furniture, the things that we do need and that provide a function. So it's a really good time for that in all areas of your life. Look at it in terms of your desk, your office, your calendar, your day planner. Gemini rules our daily activities and how we're exerting our energy on a daily basis. So look at your daily life and what feels cluttered. What is really... It's almost like you have to look at something with brand new eyes. You know, you look at your books on your bookshelf and you see, do these books still resonate with me? Do I still need this information? Am I ever going to touch this, reference this, or read this again? Or can I pay it forward to someone else? Can I donate it to charity? All of that is really good use of right now. And it's almost like a summer cleaning, if you will. You know, we do our spring cleaning. Well, now we're preparing for summer here in the Northern Hemisphere. And so, you know, school is ending. We're getting ready for the summer, perhaps vacations, family visits, travel, just how, you know, our seasonal lifestyle changes. This Mercury retrograde is preparing you for what is done so that you can enjoy the summer more. So think of it that way, too, is that it's a wonderful preparation phase for what you want to experience in the next few months. And then our next Mercury retrograde isn't until the fall. Isn't until September and into October. So this is just a great time to be in that, preparing for a wonderful summer energy. Now, with all this strong Gemini, we also have the energy of the trickster. And I was thinking that we haven't talked about the trickster energy for a few years. And this is a really big time for it because of the fact that there's 3 planets in Gemini, and they are each daily planets, meaning they affect our daily lives. The Sun, Mercury, and Mars connect with our relationships, how we take action in the world, how we speak and communicate and share information. There's a lot here that really pertains to our daily lives. And because Gemini is curious and, what's the word? It's very mischievous because Gemini likes a good laugh. It's very social. It likes to share information. It likes to get people thinking. It's chatty, can be gossipy, but it's also mischievous. And it likes to say something to get a reaction. It likes to, you know, maybe push some buttons to see what someone does. And I think of how the trickster energy is about presenting one facade or one side of things, but it also can hide another intention, another action, something else behind the scenes. So Gemini is a dual energy. It's the sign of the twins, and it's associated with duality. It's actually one of the only astrological energies that isn't a strong gender. It's both genders. A Gemini, which is ruled by Mercury, is associated with both female and male, but it's also neutral. It's neutered. That's something that has been a topic for astrologers for decades, is the fact that Mercury is typically, if you had to choose, you would say, okay, it's a little bit more masculine because it's associated with the ego and the mind, but it can be neutral. And so it can play both sides. Geminis can be on both sides of the fence, work in both angles. It's that duality that I'm going to see what's happening over here, I'm going to see what's happening over here, and I'm going to go back and forth. Now, in mythology, Mercury is a messenger who can go down into the underworld, who has the capability to visit Hades and bring that energy back up into the earth world. And it's one of the only astrological planets associated with that ability to go to both sides. And so that also supports this whole trickster energy archetype. Now, when we talk about it in modern terms, I think of the trickster energy as a magician. Not the magician associated with the tarot, which is a very strong, powerful, masculine energy about alchemy. But the magician as in someone who specializes in illusions and disillusion. Right? They're going to draw your attention to their left hand so you can't see what they're doing behind their back with the right hand. It's that type of magician, trickster energy. And so with the strong Gemini focus right now, all of this can come up. People get more playful and they want to stir up some trouble just for fun or see what they can get away with or see what they can say, see what they can do. And it's interesting because, as I mentioned earlier, Mercury is also working with Neptune, which is also about disillusionment, not seeing things clearly, not having all the facts, not being able to find the facts. Like, what's really going on here? So the trickster energy is quite strong right now. And I have an amusing story to share with you about this. It's easier than ever to be online with a false persona. You can create fake Facebook accounts, fake email addresses, fake anything these days. Right? Because all you need is to create a name and sign in and have an email address and get going and, I mean, whatever. People do this right now. There's nothing that, like, Facebook doesn't require authenticity, right? Twitter doesn't require authenticity. Anyone can create a fake social media account or a fake email address. But the thing about trickster energy is that it's very short-sighted. It's not really wise to the bigger picture or to advances in the bigger picture. And so I have had some amusements with people creating fake Facebook accounts. And what they don't realize is that actually they're fully exposed, and that's because of technologies that are happening right now. And I know about this because of my contacts through the U.S. Embassy and some people I used to work with there and what they have revealed to me and shown me and shared with me and some cool stuff there, is that they can track fake book accounts and fake email addresses. They can find out who the originator of the accounts are. they can find out who the account owner actually is, because they can link it to their real Facebook account. And the other thing that's crazy is that nowadays, this type of technology links to someone's IP address, their location, which also can link to their home address. So they literally can see who is behind this Facebook account and where they live. And it's right there. And so then there's other things they can do. Like they can see all these connections. I mean, the World Wide Web is not a private place. I hope you know that. It's not private. Everything is trackable. Everything can be linked and recorded. And, you know, there's trails. There's breadcrumbs everywhere. So then they can also link to who the people know, who they're associated with, maybe social circles, all of that. And so they were showing me some of this stuff, and it's like, wow, you know, these people, maybe some people don't have enough to do in their life, or they need more hobbies, or they just need something, because they sure have a lot of time to create these fake accounts. And some people have multiple fake accounts. Like, I don't know if it's an occupation, but it's pretty interesting. So this is an example of the modern trickster energy, where it's actually exposed and it can be revealed and seen, but it's the energy that's so in the moment that it doesn't have that foresight. It's also really popular with, like I said, the fake email accounts. Even easier. In fact, there's a lot of email service providers where you can link someone's email IP address to Google Maps. It's connected with Google Maps, and you can see where they live, or at least their home city. All of that technology is out there. It's been out there for a long time now. And so you can just track who is really emailing you or who is really doing stuff behind the scenes. And so this, again, it's amusing, and it's a great way to see intentions and what's happening. Because people don't understand that you can't hide behind technology. Technology is so much smarter than us. So that's an example of the modern trickster energy. Now, the trickster energy also shows up in your impersonal relationships. It's a quintessential player, right? It's that person who is doing one thing and then doing a lot of other things at the same time. They just don't have a sense of perhaps commitment or responsibility or even a maturity, because the trickster energy just wants to play and wants to have fun. And so this all comes back to trusting yourself even more right now, really trusting yourself, because you're going to feel something is different or off, but it might not be right away. It might not be something that you can see right away, but you're aware of it on some level, and you're thinking about how, why am I hesitating? Why am I not taking action or moving ahead? Why does this just feel a little weird? And so allow yourself to sit with that. Allow yourself to just be in that place of, I think I'm onto something here, but I'm going to just sit with it. This is so important right now, because as we continue on with the rest of the year and into the rest, you know, the years ahead, your gut is going to get more fine-tuned. It's going to be more aware. It's going to be actually more in alignment with universal energies and flows. And it's going to be an amazing radar. And what happens is that your mind jumps in looking for understanding, looking for information, looking for more, right? You have questions. Why? How? Who? When? All of that, all those are actions of our mind. So what we have to do is be comfortable being in that place of just trusting, even if we don't have that information yet. And this has helped guide us through any of those trickster energies, any of those parts of ourselves where we know that there's a little bit more here that's going to come forward and come out. It's going to be one of your best tools and gifts. And that's part of what we're doing with this grand soul journey, is we're being in that place of trusting what is best for us, even when our mind doesn't understand it or when our mind doesn't quite get it yet. So we're in a phase right now that supports working with that more and doing it in small ways. Small ways. I mean, it could be that you're out in the store and you could feel a certain intuitive hit or energy. You could feel something that's about to happen, or it's a sense. It's funny because it's hard to even describe it at times, but it's as if something happens and you think, oh, I knew that. Or you even trust that you're supposed to take a left turn instead of a right turn. Or you should go to a different store, and there you'll find a fabulous deal on your favorite food. You know, it's that kind of thing. Like, you're just stepping into that place of continually trusting. And this is something we continually work with throughout our lives, ongoing. And we get better at it, and there's times when it could seem like, oh, I was wrong, or that wasn't what I thought it was going to be. But that's not the point. The point is to just keep working with it, to keep trusting it, and to keep going with it so that you're continually strengthening that intuitive muscle. So look at where in your life you're possibly receiving some messages right now, and you're receiving more about what your next best steps are, what actually feels right, and what is the direction you want to take. Now, as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, it might not be till June, middle of June, that it becomes clearer. Because right now we're bringing in more information, we're getting more details and things that we can't quite see right now. But by the middle of June, and then even by the solstice, the summer solstice, June 20th, that's when you could really, I'm hearing, see the light. because that is the day of the most light here in the Northern Hemisphere. So allow yourself a few weeks to continue to be in these energies, to go inside for guidance, and to watch where your mind or energies feel overactive. Now, next week, I'm going to talk more about the energies of June. We have a full moon coming up on June 3rd. We have Mercury going direct June 12th. We have the summer solstice, and we have Jupiter and Uranus making an awesome, inspiring, motivating trine. It's the third time that they will make this connection. So the second half of June has a much different energy than the first half of June. So we're going to talk about that so that you can plan your month accordingly and make the most of the month, as always. And like I mentioned at the beginning of the show, we're also going to have some great guests who are going to help with your path ahead and your story and what you're ready to claim and do next. So thank you, as always, for listening, my friend. I appreciate you. Wishing you a beautiful week ahead. And I will see you next time here at Blog Talk Radio or on iTunes. And, of course, feel free to check out my website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. Okay, let's sign off with a little Bob Marley, and I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.